The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, again, relating the activities of the early church, we have two contrasting types of people: those who reject the word of the Lord that is proclaimed to them by the disciples, and those who receive the word of God as proclaimed by the disciples, those who are open to receive the word of the Lord. And for those who do receive the word, a whole new horizon of meaning is opened up to them. A meaning which gives them the freedom and the joy that comes from believing in Christ. And Jesus, as we heard in the Gospel, makes this promise to those who believe in him, that he will grant them anything, anything that they ask for in his name. Now, how are we to understand this? We are to understand it in the sense that the Lord will grant us anything that we need for our salvation, for our salvation. So it's a little bit conditional, you know. It is for our salvation. The Lord is very aware of what each of us individually needs for our salvation. And so another way of looking at this is understanding it to be God's grace, that God offers his grace to us to help us live the life he has called us to live, basically in his name. In his name. And God always gives us his grace. But for us, sometimes it is very difficult to be aware of that. And indeed, sometimes we don't want his grace so much. A particular grace, because of the demands it will place on us. But again, it's coming back to that point of having open minds and open hearts, that we are receptive to receiving what God wants to give us. So let us pray for that particular grace of generosity. Generosity, so that we are willing and receptive to receive the grace God wishes to give to us.